Can you connect what's going on in Ukraine right now? Because there is a possibility that that hot spot, it keeps coming up, Russia's dealings with Ukraine, that could fit and factor into the end time prophetic scenario that you've laid out. And then could you give a word of admonition to America's preachers to address these topics? This is the time to talk about these things. If not now, when?
You're right on target, David. I appreciate your urgency for the moment now as well. And if anything comes out of this program, both of us are getting charged up to go out and do more than we have been doing. David, there's going to be two major players in the end time. One will be the revived Roman Empire, and the other will be the Russian-led coalition of nations in the Middle East. As you study scripture, you can look in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, chapter 9, chapter 11, and you have to recognize that what we see as the European Union today is at least the infrastructure of the revived Roman Empire. So those are the ones who are going to come together as one of the major players throughout the entire tribulation period. Of course, we're walking and talking about Russia today, and they're forming an alliance with those nations in the Middle East. We're talking about not only Iran, not only Syria, but Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, all of them. They're coming together under the leadership of Russia. They're the two major powers that are going to come together. Now, in the middle of both of those would be Crimea. You see, that's a part of the Ukraine. Ukraine used to be a land bridge between what we know as the European Union today and Russia. They needed that land bridge because Napoleon, remember, came in and did a lot of harm there in Russia. They need that land bridge today, but they needed that warm water port. And that's why, and in fact, let me say, there's been a battle going on between these two powers over the centuries as to who really owns Crimea and, in fact, the entire Ukraine. The European Union believe they do. It was a part of the European Union's structure early on. Russia says it's been our land bridge. We need it. And so Russia goes in there. Russia has two fronts. They have the Middle East, and they also have the European Union. And in fact, why was NATO formed? To protect the European Union from Russia. NATO has deployed a number of troops there. There's going to be a major battle over the Ukraine, I believe, within the next 6 months to a year. We need to watch this. The Black Sea is key for Russia to get to the rest of the world with their naval operation. And the only way they can get out is through Turkey, the Bosphorus coming out of the Black Sea, going into the Mediterranean. So as we talk about these geographical things, David, we're seeing that prophetic scenario found in God's Word come so into focus. We better wake up. And you preacher men out there listening to this great program, you better start preaching the Word of God, the whole Word of God, not just that you like, the whole Word of God.